We the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. We the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation.
Aloha, everybody. KP here. This is, we're on the October 5th, 2020, and I just felt, I was listening to a short video by, or video by Santa Surfing, and one thing that has really struck me and come up to me, for me, is that the energies of, certainly of clearing, of apocalypse, of unveiling and clearing are very, very strong right now. However, the information that's coming out, it's wonderful. I can, you know, as far as if you just want to follow things, there's many, many people bringing these things out. However, in this case, Santa Surfing, it's very, very negative, you know, constantly referring to someone as loser, loser Barry, loser this, or this, these people. I've got to say that I absolutely do not tune into any of that. I'm not saying that these beings who have come here for a period of time to do their mission here on this planet, they've a lot of them have done their service very well, but it appears to be on the dark surface, a dark service rather than a light service. And I have always felt with Barack Hussein Obama that whatever name he was given, whatever name he came in with, whoever, you know, whatever the deal is, these, what he came here to do, I believe, was to really intensify the darkness so that people could actually start to kind of see it, to see how dark and deep it is. I know that David Wilcock has many times pointed out that Barack Obama was essentially taken over as soon as he was elected, and probably before then. He was set up. But as soon as he became, was going to give his inauguration, that it was pointed out that he was just taken over. And he was called out by Bush Sr. and was really berated and all this and all that. I know there's many videos and many programs that David has put out that talk about that. And I know it's really hit him very strongly. But the bottom line for this, and I just am hearing it now, and I said, you know, when I hear people consistently call him loser, or consistently call anyone, any of these people, as demons, and sometimes they're not like that. They're not really like that. They came in to do a job, and at one point we're going to be grateful for the job that they did, even though it certainly appears to be on the dark side of the agenda. So all I can say is I just really get repelled. I feel repelled from when people come out and just, you know, constantly put that message up. It's not the person, but it is the message about labeling someone in that way. at some point, I feel that essentially, as far as I'm concerned, Obama came in and he did give the world a great deal of hope for change. The only thing was, it wasn't hope and change, it was hope for change. And that, to me, in 2008, I remember, it was a very important point. And he was, I feel he was selected by various higher ones, galactics, to do a certain job. And so whatever the job he did, whether people like it or not, whether they agree with it or not, you know, to me, it was, he did exactly what he was here to do. And in any event, whether the message was of light or was of darkness, at that point, it was like, my goodness, this guy was really real. The message he had, I felt, was very, very strongly real. And you cannot deny, when there's so many photos of the orbs that appeared, and I, you know, the orbs that appeared when he came in Grant Park. He gave that famous message in Grant Park, and of course Oprah was behind him and all this kind of stuff. And the whole thing was so strikingly light-centered that I just couldn't deny it. And so whatever people want to call him now, after he, you know, gave his inaugural address, apparently after being strongly berated and threatened by Bush Sr., I do believe he brought these messages out, and he worked in his own way to intensify the darkness and to really show a lot of the players that were behind it. I don't know if he's still around or not. I don't know if the original one was still here. I don't know if there's a, you know, I'm not going to get into clones or doubles or things like that. But whatever the deal was, it doesn't even so much, it's not about him. It's about how we view the adversary, the partners in contrast. Are we going to view them, or for myself, am I going to view him now as someone that just deserves to be called out and called a loser, called loser so-and-so, and I don't like that part. I just personally don't like it. You know, you can see it however you want to, but I will not call people, no matter who they are, whether it's, I will not call them losers or horrible beings. So many of these people have been taken over by the deep state. Maybe they've been MK-Ultra'd, they're mind-controlled by the deep state, but they always have an opportunity to come out. And there are going to be times when you'll see people coming out of their own personal closets. Now, today is October 5th. I just heard a video with Charlie Ward, via Charlie Ward YouTube channel, just short video showing that Paris Hilton has now been coming out and illuminating what she has been through, talking about what she has been through and the control that she was put into. And now she is coming out and essentially blowing the whistle on her own life. So for me, it's very, very important to view these unveilings, to view these, whatever's going to be happening, whether it's going to be trials and everything like that of these people, and whether it's Clinton or Obama, Clinton, Comey, any of these people, to view this from a space of light and healing. Yes, these things need to come out, but if you're calling people loser all the time and constantly looking at them as a loser person, you don't know the full picture. And I know a lot of these people who do this, even though they might know some of the picture, it's kind of like they just want to see the cabal go down and be illuminated and essentially dissolved. I would guess that, I would presume that most people who are working in the light, for the light, also want to see this. And they want the cabal, this thing called the cabal, to be dissolved. At the same time, we're also seeing the cabal, the dark spaces within each of ourselves, being illuminated. And I've had this happening a lot to me since I moved here 1 year ago, or about a year ago. All the dark spaces are being illuminated, and all the things that need to be removed are being illuminated, and then they are to be eliminated by releasing that dark space, the hold on that dark space, releasing that, and releasing the things that have been holding us back while we're standing, sitting in that dark space, releasing all of those things so that we can move to the next phase of our inner development. And if that includes views about Obama, and Hillary Clinton and any of the things, the Luciferians who have, you know, whatever, then so be it. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I don't know if I'll put the whole thing together with another part. Right now, I'm just going to keep it as it is. But I did feel it was important. I just felt this urge to put this message out, and it will be put out very soon. And so we'll take one step at a time. I may have more to say, and we may add a part two to this, but aloha, a hui ho, until we talk again, and we'll see what happens. Aloha. Mai ka elele o ka loko ino pala pala anunu me ka paka. Hey, aloha everybody, it's KP here. This is actually kind of the second part of a one I started a couple, 3 days ago, and I thought I'd, I just felt strongly like this was time to bring the sort of a part B into it, or a part two, and this is recording on, I'm actually recording right now at 11:55 p.m. on 10-7, 2020, and pardon me, just had something to eat, so it's coming through, baby. And but we're kind of in the middle of you know, there's a lot of things that are currently going on, and I just had a few other things to add to what I had started on before. You know, there is a lot that's coming out right now, a lot of items that are coming out, and the so-called declassification has been authorized, and this and that, this and that. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that are just being unveiled before our eyes. You know, so thing, you know, it's just to me. An important part of this is, for myself at least, I know it's to kind of stay out of the, you know, to stay away from the, stay out of the, you know, I'll call them chaotic zones. And, of course, these are both, can be an actual physical chaos if you want to get into, you know, protests and things like that. But there's very much an energetic, you know, energetic type of chaos that can be, you know, that I know we all can get into. I know I've gotten into it from time to time. And, you know, things to do with, like, arguing about masks or confronting people about masks. It could be for some. It's not for me. The confrontations about that, I just avoid as much as possible. I avoid places that may say, you know, well, you've got to wear a mask. And I just don't do that. I don't get into that kind of, you know, don't get into that kind of thing. And it's as much as possible. There's no, you know, I've been through my times with that, and there's also a part of you know, the planet, parts of the planet that are really beginning to wake up, and so many people, I think, kind of behind the scenes are waking up to what's going on, and so you know, there are a lot of people that are going through this, and they're not always visible. This has happened to me a few times, that all of a sudden I'm talking to somebody and I didn't realize, gosh, that person is really waked up. And this has happened, I don't know, a couple, three times recently. not too, you know, relatively recently. And so just kind of enjoy the show. There's no particular, I don't think there's any particular one way. I know some people like to push the thing that you've got to get people to wake up, you've got to get people. I said, I just don't go for that. I'm very sorry. I just don't, you know, I'm just not into, you know, pushing people, the wake up, pushing to wake people to wake up. And, you know, if they are going to wake up, they are going to wake up. There's a time and a place. You know, there's a time and place for everyone, if they are, to actually wake up to various things. And I wouldn't want it to be pushed on me, and I do not push it on anyone else. And that's one of the things that I wanted to point out, that I've had a couple of experiences that, you know, I'm basically not spending any time trying to wake up anyone who is currently unwake-upable. And of course, waking up means, do you see things? Don't you see things the way I see things? Don't you see that this is a multi-dimensional play, a multi-level game that is being played out? And there are some people who are, you know, there can be various things. They're either so, you know, the common one is they're so very anti-Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, they're anti that, that they don't see anything else. The only thing that they see is, how can we see things to show that he really is the devil and all this and all that. I know people who kind of view things that way, and there's no possible way that this guy can be doing anything positive for the planet. And as I mentioned in part one, I know there's also people who just are totally into the anti-Obama, that Obama is and was the devil and always will be. But as I pointed out in part one, there's sort of a value, you know, no matter what happened, I personally, my own feeling was that he was trapped. And at some stage, whether he really wanted to or not, I don't know, and it doesn't matter to me, but at some stage he had to go along with kind of the deep state agenda, and paid quite a price. So, but this whole thing is playing out, and you know, it's basically a lot of it is releasing old paradigm agendas and old paradigm ways of looking at things. And you know, it's kind of like when I was ready to wake up, it just all of a sudden, it started to happen. And I remember back in 2014, 2015, I'd come back from this Turtle Island 6 month journey around Turtle Island. And that was an important mission. And then right after that, I began to wake up to different things. And I started to see that, you know, that was the second term of course, President Obama for the United States. And I started to see that, well, goodness, the State Department and all these things that are militarily going on, they're going into Ukraine, and they've done this and other places. And then when Clinton, it was Kosovo and Serbia and all this kind of stuff. And I'm seeing all this stuff. And I'm saying, well, this has been an agenda, a type of agenda is trying to take over countries this way. And sort of to do it, like making it look like it was, oh, just them versus them, you know, over there. But then when you find out that, you know, they were funded by aspects of the so-called United States, and State Department and all this kind of thing, and, you know, I started to see it. But it took me, even though I felt I was spiritually aware, it was like I began to wake up to all the things that were going on and the things that were hidden to me before now started to unravel. So I'd say, you know, I have to say that perhaps you can call that my Obama wake-up experience. And I also had one thing about the media. I'll call it the media wake-up experience. That happened to me via, thank you, Rachel Maddow. And I've told this story before, but when 2013, somewhere along the line, I think it was, I'm not sure what part of the time, but I know where I was. I was at Keuka Lake, house, wonderful Susan's Lake House in the, or the lake house in oh, wherever it was, in New York. And it was like, I know it was right there, and I heard that, and she was essentially saying that that anyone who questions 9/11 is dangerous, that there is a danger for those who can question and perform alternate, have alternate theories about 9/11. Once I heard that, I said, well, I don't think I'll be listening or watching that show anymore. And lo and behold, that's pretty much the way it worked out for the rest of that trip and then after I came back. But the wake-ups kept coming. And so, you know, it's very important to, you know, everybody has their own way of going through this. But to me, it was very important for myself to wake up at my own pace and in my own way. And that was very, like I said, very important to me. I mean, it couldn't happen any other way. Yeah, I was going to the beach and I was enjoying my life in Hawaii, and I still may go back and enjoy a life in Hawaii. But, you know, at that time, that was really important to me. And I wasn't trying to push stuff out to people. That's why I have the blog. And I was just trying to, you know, I would just share what I get. And that's what I continue to do on the blog. I share what I get. And that's all I'm going to share. I'm not going to say this one is right, that's right, or this is right, or that's wrong. And that's why I still feel, I share what I get what I feel inside is mine to share. So I still share Benjamin Fulford. I still share Cobra. Because it's not because I resonate with every single thing they put out, but there's something there that keeps wanting me to put these things out. And it's all part of the picture. It's all part of the picture. I used to post a lot of stuff from Veterans Today. And now I don't, I don't right now, but that doesn't mean I won't. So we're kind of, all I can say is that, we're kind of in a space where we're all, people are really waking up. I would have to say it seems like it's more rapid. More and more people are waking up to how the deep state has used, yes, both the, in the United States at least, both the R party and the D party. Currently, it seems to be more the D party as their tools to try and, get their agenda going. And those who don't see it the same way I do, it's perfectly okay for other people not to see it the way I do. And there are times when I've had to realize, I said, well, I just kind of have to let go of other people's ideas. And I sent some things out to a bunch of people. It had to do with masks and what was really going on with COVID and the real numbers, what I was seeing. And then, you know, I got an email back from someone that was just like, was not very pleasant response to it. And it kind of hit me. I said, well, I think my time of trying to do that with certain people is just over. Don't do that anymore. It's just so, it's real, it's a process. And, so, you know, this whole thing is really, you know, it's a magnificent journey. It's a wonderful journey. It is a journey of light. It's a, you know, we're on, to me, it's a journey of illumination, and it continues to be that. We're on a journey of illumination. And that's another thing. We're also on a journey of elimination. And it's kind of like, that's the other part of it. And I'm going to put that in here. We're on a journey of elimination. And, you know, it's very, important that things become, you know, for me, I'm seeing a lot of things that I have to let go of, that I'm releasing. Okay. And sometimes it's just, I see it. I said, well, I don't know how this is going to get released. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to push it. You know, this whole thing to do with mom and dad, you know, my mother and father going through the process of their bodies dying, passing away, and going on to the spirit realm, and then the whole thing about celebrating their life in a burial ceremony and all those things. That was not easy to do, but it was something that, it was like each step of it allowed me to, you know, it helps me to release. And so there's no set answer to any of this. It's just each of us, I feel, is going through, you know, is going through that same thing. We're, you know, it's kind of like, it's sort of like first you've got a journey of illumination of the dark parts in ourselves. And you know, then you've got the journey of elimination, and along with that, you've got that part of the journey, and then the elimination part of it is releasing, you know, releasing. I suppose you call it just the journey of releasing, you know. Releasing the old paradigms, and then we have the journey, a new journey. Oh, okay, that's it, the new journey, and then a new journey of illumination. So, you know, kind of at a new level. So, you know, it's a lot of fun how this is going on, and it's kind of fun to be able to see it. And that's one of the reasons I do these shows, is because even though it's just me talking to no audience necessarily, as you know, at least not live, I'm kind of doing this talking, and it's like, well, maybe somebody gets something out of it, but certainly for myself, it really helps me to kind of to verbalize what's happening and what I feel. There's a lot going on, and you know, it can also be you could also call this whole thing a lot of this, at least for myself, is a journey of correction, correcting things, whether it's physically, spiritually, mentally, intellectually, whatever it is. It's like, you know, it's a journey of corrections. So, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, the whole CV-19 deal, you know, the lockdowns, whatever they are, you know, whatever's going on behind the scenes, okay, it's it equals a kind of a, you know, we are basically locked down into finding out about ourselves. And like I was saying, you know, this whole thing about being illuminated, we find out about ourselves and what are our challenges and what's going on. We get triggered. We get, you know, into things. We're somebody, say you're wearing a, not wearing a mask and somebody's upset with you, or like in one case with me, I was wearing a mask, but I pulled it down under my nose because I wanted to breathe. And I got sort of called out by somebody about that. And it's just a lot of little things like that. And it doesn't happen, it doesn't have to happen much, but maybe just once or twice, that's it. That's all that has to, you know, maybe that's all that needs. So, you know, you learn how to travel on the journey, and the journey is not always, you know, it's not always smooth and beautiful, and you know, it's not always smooth and beautiful and light and sweet and soft and sweet and, oh, how beautiful it is, and I'm just floating around with my unicorn wings on, and just everything's fine and nothing affects me. And I believe that's 100% not the way it's happened for me. Yes, I do feel more and more those moments of, oh, goodness, I'm free. I'm really, today it was a wonderful day. I really just felt free of all this stuff. And then there have been days in the past where, days when it's just, I feel totally locked down or totally tired. So the journey changes. And the energy of each phase changes. So, you know, it's kind of like learning how to handle these waves. And the you know, it's definitely riding the waves. So, you know, we've all can learn how to do this. And if physically, I remember, you know, I've learned it in Sandy Beach, a couple other places, you learn to go with the flow of the waves and not try and fight it. Generally, you know, you go with the flow. And so a lot of it is like that. And I must say, I just really feel that there's a, you know, this is a massively beautiful time for all of us. You know, it's a. I never used that word before. Massively beautiful, and I'll call it a massively beautiful awakening time for all of us who know are conscious that we are on an ascension path. We are on a rising in consciousness, rising in vibration path. So. You know, we're constantly rising in vibration if we allow these things to be released, allow the old paradigms to, we allow them to be exposed and then release them. And this happens all the time. Once that happens, then, it's much lighter and much easier to move around and to relax. And we're not trying to change everybody else. We're not trying to change how somebody else perceives what's going on, and we're not trying to change how anyone feels about, you know, either Trump or elections or this or that or anything like that, or you know, this virus or whatever it is. The whole thing is like, it's a journey. It's a journey. And I do believe everyone has to go, I really feel, through their own process. But we're all going through the process together. And our individual processes, we're all coming together. We're going through them. And I would have to say one of the great guides is Lori Ladd, who has her videos are just, they tend to be really spot on, at least for myself. And so, anyway, I'm not going to do too much more. It's gotten kind of long now. It's about 23 minutes for this part. And I want to add the other part onto it. So it'll be kind of long, but I'll let you know when I'll keep the two parts maybe separate. But the bottom line is we're all in this together, and we're all going through it together. So, we'll see what happens, and all I can say is aloha to all, and stay in the light as much as possible, but also stay in the light of being exposed to what needs to be released. So that's all I can say. That's what I'm doing, and then, you know, who knows what else is there. But one step at a time, we'll see, we'll get through this, and we'll continue to rise up and up and up in vibration, and it just gets better and better and better. So with that, I'll say aloha. Enjoy the day and enjoy your tomorrow or any day, and we will talk later. And with that, we'll end with Brother Is a ala a.
We the warriors born to live, water, land that she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Ala a. Yeah, 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 yeah.